This is the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee meeting of September 29th. Let's see, I'm the chair, Jamie Ross, and our first order of business will be for our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the role. So if you could be so kind.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Here.
Ryan Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Lizette King. Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much, R. Paul. Okay, let's see. So for tonight, folks, on the agenda, the one that I've sent you around is going to have to be modified because I've been informed that the KPFA budget has more issues than I was aware of. So what I propose we do is get updates on all the budgets that are still outstanding, which is basically the four stations are the ones of interest to us. And then that's the first item on the agenda with four subparts. And then the second item will be we have three proposed motions from our committee member, Susan Young from Texas, regarding cash management and reporting, and we can take those up as the second item. I forwarded you these motions, and let's see, Susan has also forwarded them to you.
When were they sent out?
Summer, have you been getting the NAT Finance Committee?
I'm getting everything, and I got all the stuff from you, Jamie, and I got all the stuff from you, Brian Edwards-Tiekert, so thank you. And but I don't recall seeing the motions from Susan Young, because I checked everything earlier today to see what we had. So I'm not sure. When were they sent out today? Or
Yeah, they were sent out today, maybe after you checked. I sent out sort of a little note with the phone numbers and the...
Okay, because I didn't see that earlier today either. So, okay, well, just for us Luddites, whenever possible, if one can send things out at least a day before, that would be most appreciated. When possible. When it's not, I understand. So, but you reiterate things verbally, so that's fine.
Okay, all right, thank you.
The latest National Finance Committee email I have has the fiscal year, the KPFA budget. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, Susan Young's motions, those are the ones I didn't see, so...
They're in the note I sent with the
agenda.
Yeah, the agenda and the phone code.
Okay.
So, were there any objections to that agenda?
So, you're proposing the agenda be.
We'll go through the. Why don't we go through the stations? Have a brief comment about where the budget stands for KPFA, KPFK. WBAI, then WPFW. We'll do them alphabetical for want of a better system.
And then we're moving on to a more prolonged discussion of KPFA's budget, is that correct? And then Susan Young's budget?
No, there probably won't be, no.
Okay,
so it's KPFA, KPFK,
WBAI, then WPFW. And then we'll consider the motions that Susan has sent with regard to cash management and reporting. All right, well, hearing no objections, why don't we follow that agenda? So the first thing, for KPFA, we had thought that we had a finalized budget, but now the Brian Edwards-Tiekert, treasurer for KPFA, says, that's not quite right. So could you give us a brief update of where it stands, Brian?
Well, where we left it after our last call was there were several modifications that the committee identified that needed to be made, like the Heath payback, the increase in free speech radio news payments, and Jamie, you had flagged a few lines in development that you wanted further investigation on. Since then, the national office has sent us a modified version of our budget, which is what you distributed, which makes six-figure adjustments to our legal expenses, significant increases to our forecast election expenses, and seems to have reversed some changes we made earlier to our budget, particularly on the development lines on one of our grants. grant lines, it increased our grant income in a way that we know we won't get, and throws the station into deficit. So, first of all, I can't endorse a budget that shows a deficit. Second of all, I can't answer questions about the numbers in this budget without information on what their basis is, more information on what their basis is. And frankly, our business manager doesn't yet understand all the changes that have been made to our budget. So we're kind of one step forward, two steps back here. Basically need to go through a reconciliation process with the version our local business office has been working on and the one that National modified. I can say that our business manager has been vetting those development lines, and she did identify a couple places in mailing services expense where a couple expenses were double budgeted, and they do take care of some of the discrepancies that you flagged, Jamie.
Okay. So
we have answers on that.
Thank you.
And in fact, she updated those, but then the updates were not part of whatever the version is that National just came out with. Aside from that, what we were waiting on was for National to detail the changes we needed to make, unlike the Heath payback and stuff like that. And it looks like what National did was made them themselves and changed some other things too. So, yeah, I can't recommend the approval of what we have now. Hopefully we could get it reconciled within a couple days.
Would it be helpful if we asked them to work together to come up with a reconciled budget?
I don't think we have to
budget.
Ask them. I mean, they're colleagues. They will work together. I know Efren's extremely short on time because he's dealing with budgets from seven different stations.
Right.
I'll just say, and I certainly don't want a motion on this, but from where I sit, it seems like it's bad to have two people modifying the same document. It seems like changes should all go through one person. Like at this point, the document should be either fully within the control of our business manager here or fully in control of Efren at National, not getting work done by both.
Okay, well,
Mr. Chairman?
Well, let's see. Brian, were you finished?
Yeah.
Then let's see, Brian, if you can talk to your business manager and Grayson and or LaVarne, if you guys can talk to Efren to make sure that, you know, the situation gets worked out in a way that is effective and we can get the revised budget soon, that would be fine with me. Let's see, I heard Alberto.
Just a quick comment / question.
Mm-hmm.
Given the situation with what we're hearing that's happening at A, you know, it seems that the part of the problem is the template that is being used. You know, that big extended template form that Efren put together. And I understand, like Brian already pointed out, that if you move a number here or you move a number there, everything changes and it messes up. Whatever was right at one time might end up being wrong now with no intent whatsoever on the workings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking, you know, is I know that we had problems at T with the spreadsheet. I'm just wondering if Maria is having problems as she's working with that spreadsheet. And she's having the same kind of problems we had at our radio station, that the formulas and the spreadsheets themselves were just so cumbersome. Question mark.
She did. It's been very hard for her to trace back all the formulas to see how they're working, and the reason is because many of the expense lines are formula driven.
Yeah.
But others we just have to make our best guess at. If you don't understand the formulas, you don't know whether or not you're double budgeting, for instance, a printing expense that could either land under mailing services or under a line that's labeled renewals, which we just found out we were doing. But we resolved most of those earlier in the process. I think the bigger issue at this point for us is with two people working on the document and not good tracking on the changes, we don't know what we have anymore. I think it's good for us to have a uniform template for budgets. And I think Efren's moving in the right direction. I think this template came out too late this year to have the bugs ironed out before we started budgeting, which is unfortunate. Because every time we identified a part of the template that didn't suit our needs, like you'll recall, the original version didn't allow for more than 4 fund drives, or for fund drives that split across fiscal years.
Sure.
We would send it back for a revision to the template, but frequently the revisions to the template wiped out whatever we had entered into the document. So it's back to scratch.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is Summer. Can I be on the stack?
Yes, you may. But let's end it at that, because I think we basically got a report of where we stand. So go ahead, Summer.
Just two words on the template issue. From my conversations with Efren regarding our budget, yes, that all this happened like in May sometime, and that's where some of the anomalous and erroneous numbers came from in our budget, where they were literally things just punched in to put something on that line. It's like, oops, that isn't based on anything. It's working out the kinks in the template, and he talked about that, you know, changing something in the yellow cells changes everything else. So there may be a learning curve here, so we need to. And just a second, I believe, yes, you should only work with one person because it is far too confusing. And I mean, I'm trying to just work with Efren because Anthony's new at our station. So, you know, but yeah, if you get too many cooks in there, nobody will have any idea what's going on. So you should definitely pick a point of contact and work out all the changes with one person. So that's a hear on that. That's all.
Okay. So that's KPFA. Since we should probably move along, we have other things to do unless somebody has
LaVarne,
an urgent
can you hear me?
Comment. Is that LaVarne?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here in the office, so it's like I have to put it on mute and take it off.
No,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Summer, for your analysis on that, because I wanted to say, I was trying to punch in before, is that, yeah, Efren put a lot of time in, and initially you had in numbers in order to, he punched in numbers to make sure that the template actually worked.
Yeah.
And this template is a working document, as with anything that you have new. You have to be able to make changes in there, and Efren has been real receptive to that. But again, as Brian had stated, but you have to realize that once you change the template and give the person the document back, your numbers are not in there. So you have to re-input them. So that's something that, you know, people will learn as they get more accustomed to working with this type of spreadsheet. And again, the purpose of the spreadsheet is not only to have the consistency, but to allow us to have a consolidated budget, which we didn't have until like February or March of this year.
Wow.
So that really helps a lot. And that, again, it is a working document. And that, right, and that Efren did start in May in terms of getting the first look at and first in terms of putting the template together. So the questions that I have, though, in terms of with KPFA, because I know, you know, I've been traveling back and forth. I'm in New York today. But Efren has been trying to meet with, I guess, with Lim Lim and with Maria concerning the template itself, because one of the pieces of that he was trying to get at was, I think, was primarily the headcount. That was one of the things that we had talked about when I was there. So as far as like some of the things that are hanging and questions that the business manager may have, I think that if Efren can get that meeting with Maria and Lim Lim to go over some of the questions that he had and can lay those things out, then that would be great. Because I know here, working with the budget, we have Bertels Reimers is working with me on the budget and on other analysis here at WBAI, including MEMSIS, because I'm finally getting MEMSIS reports too. But also we have another individual who's back who also can run MEMSIS reports. But the point that I'm making is that Bertels has been really working with the budget, and I've been, you know, working with him. But it's a new way of doing things, and it does incorporate a lot of things, and you do have to spend time to understand, you know, the formulas in terms of how the formulas go from the assumption sheet to the budget and to the cash flow. And you also have to understand budgeting itself, because you have to understand you do have to look at your year-to-date numbers and then look at, you know, what your needs and requirements are by department for the upcoming year. So, you know, it really involves the people who should be involved in this process, you know, the business managers, the GM, the department heads, so that they can really, this really is an exercise in budgeting. So I'm just hoping that everyone can, that Efren can get with the business manager and with the GM there at KPFA, so they can sit down and go over each one of these questions that they have, or in terms of getting more information, or what Efren really believes that we need to complete the template for KPFA. So that's what I would ask to be done. Now, I will not be back in the office until Monday. But that's what I would request to be done, and I can send an email to Efren and to the business manager to say that that's what I'm expecting to happen.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne.
Thank you, Jamie.
Okay, well, that I think that brings us up to speed on KPFA. So why don't we move on to KPFK?
Hi.
As people remember, last week we had a detailed review of the KPFK budget at the time. We came up with a few items, and there were probably some other items that needed review. And now, Summer, you can fill us in on what's happened.
Yes. Okay. Well, several things. Because of, you know, the whole issue with punching in numbers because you're working out software, you know, and things like the contract. One of the questions is the air conditioning contract. You know, Ephraim's up at the national office now, and it really is going and seeing the contract, like, you know, what's the difference between the $12,000 one and the $45,000 one? And I haven't followed up yet. Brian, you sent me the, you know, to talk to the person who handles the air conditioning at your station. So there's follow-up there. Do you know what I mean? Whether to change that line item if it's realistic. But a much more glaring budgetary issue sort of came to my attention in the last week when Brian was talking about the projections from 08 not being realistic for 10. And why 09 was so much lower and everything. And it's sort of shocking to me that, like, I didn't notice, nobody noticed, and nobody brought it to the Finance Committee's attention. But we lost our film club this last year, and, like, it just evaporated because the gentleman at the station who coordinates it has been very ill, I understand. And I'm friends with somebody at one of the theater chains that we use the most in it. I've been friends with him for 20 years, and I asked him, I'm like, aren't we doing a film club anymore? And he's like, oh, well, you know, da-da-da-da. Anyway, the long and short is someone else at the station tells me that this raised maybe as much as $50,000 per fund drive. I mean, it was, you know, it's a huge add-on. And it never even got brought to the Finance Committee's attention. It's like I didn't notice the ads weren't playing for the movies because I wasn't part of that, you know? And so anyway, the point is that's like a much more appalling, larger financial, like, wow, we lost how much money last year because this wasn't happening because one person was unable to continue with that. So I'm personally following up on that sort of outside the station through the movie theater end, and I want to get some of these numbers followed up within the station to see. I mean, that's a very realistic projection issue that we had going on for years. And anyway, so things like that where I go, oh, my gosh, the budget. So to me, that was a really just a significant thing as to why 09 was probably so bad as well. And if we can fix this, you know, what's realistic based on past performance, you know, downgraded for the current economy, et cetera. So on the other issues, development, I still have to get some clarification. So in all honesty, to finish clarifying everyone's issues, I need to track some of these things down. And because of our sort of ever-changing personnel issues at the station, you know, I mean, between Ephraim moving up to the national office, so our business manager is not, doesn't have a historical familiarity with the station, and not having a manager continuously through several periods of time. So I need to, like, personally go and talk to different people in different departments and hammer out the film club issue, and hopefully over the next week, and find out what we're doing, too. I mean, I know we were at, like, $630,000 yesterday, I think, in terms of pledges in the fund drive thus far. But realistically, on the ground, like, when is it projected that we're going to close the fund drive? Because obviously that will, you know, affect the projection for the beginning of October. It sounds like it would still be on track based on what, you know, is aimed at raising, which is like a little over $1 million. So anyway, so if we're meeting again next Tuesday, I'd like to maybe finish with, I mean, I know we're in the fiscal year then, so anyway, that's where I'm at right now. We have several issues that are larger than even, you know, is there a discrepancy in what this equipment costs? So, and oh, the personnel issue is the other one, which again needs to be hammered out at the station because, you know, Ephraim doesn't have this information and the business manager is very new. Anyway, without getting into personnel issues, you know, but we have some temporary employees and we don't have a manager and a program director. So your questions as to like where that final personnel budget line is going to end for the year is something that I need to get a little more clarification on, which isn't clarification from the national office, I don't think. I mean, you know, Grace may be able to clarify some of that, but she's, you know, I mean, we've got to find out how long different people are expected to be there to serve what functions. So anyway. So I'll take questions now, but those are sort of the issues that came to the fore besides the things just in the email from last week.
Okay, well, thank you for that report, Summer. It sounds like you've got your work cut out for you.
Indeed.
So basically, you need to solve this. You want to firm up the projections for the drives. You want to get the film club. Is this going to happen? And if so, that can maybe change the drive projection.
Well, and not this
and
drive, but the
personnel issue is another thing that needs to be straightened
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel these are really big issues. My mother and I went and volunteered in the phone room last week, which is when I also noticed that it said, you know, do you want to add on the film club? And I'm looking at it going, the film club? Yeah. Where's the film club, you know? And that's when I had the conversation about how much money, you know. Anyway, yes, I feel these are very big issues in terms of making realistic projections. It's not going to do anything for this drive, but if it's something in terms of lost listenership, too, because you have people that sign up, obviously, every year to do this because it's part of their lives, and then one year, we just don't do it anymore, which is, you know, I mean, it's crazy in terms of retention of membership and stuff, not to mention just, you know, overall fund drive goals. So, yeah, I want to get this issue hammered out so I know if we're can realistically project it for the next two fund drives, you know. So.
Do you think you'd be able to have this done by next Tuesday, or is that too optimistic?
I'll be honest. I'm using my 20-year friendship with the person at the theater who's known the person from the station for 20 years. So I said, please go find out for me. So, yes, I'm trying to actually at least get some answers back, you know, as to realistically could this be, you know, reinitiated with other people, you know, picking up the workload or something in a, you know, a relatively short. I mean, I got a picture of how it works in terms of dealing with the theaters, and it's not rocket science to me. It's just something that has to happen again. So, you know.
No, yeah, I understand. I'm not saying you have to resuscitate the film club, but no.
No, but I think I could have some answers.
What I was asking,
week.
Summer, is in general, do you think you could can you guys clarify these questions by next week, or is that asking for too much?
No, well. I don't know for sure, in all honesty. I think I could get some clarity on it by next week so that we could know if we should even be thinking about it in this year. I'd like to be thinking about it in this year's budget, but, you know, I'd like to know how realistic that is. So I will do my best, okay?
Okay, thank you. Let's see, are there any other questions or comments regarding KPFK? Oh, I hear one participant. let's see, okay. Is it some? I hear somebody's voice.
Jamie, it's LaVarne. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm having to go on the mute on the phone. But yes, Summer, this is really good. What I'd like to ask you is that when you have the next conversation in terms of your budget, I'm still on the East Coast. So if you plan a meeting for the afternoon. Give me a call because I'd like to be on the call, preferably sometime after 6 o'clock my time.
Okay.
And we can go over because also I have Bertil Reimers is here working with us, and we can go in detail about and we can play with not play. I'm sorry. We can work with our budget.
Yeah. Well, that would be fantastic. Yeah, because I'd like to have the numbers resemble reality, and you know, yeah. that would be great. So yeah, with Ephraim. Okay, he can help coordinate that too.
Yeah, as soon as possible, one day this week, and I'll have Ephraim on the call also.
Okay, fantastic. Maybe Thursday, if that's okay for you.
Okay, Thursday?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Thanks. Okay, terrific.
Okay, so you guys are maybe going to meet Thursday. Okay, that's good. Is there anything more about KPFK, or should we roll along? Okay, well, the next item is WBAI. So it's been reported to us that there is a budget, and so LaVarne, why don't you update us on where that stands and what the next plans for this budget are?
Okay, let's see. It's been reported to me, but oh, it's not even reported. It's actually here, but it's right here. Okay, I'm just going to mail what I have and forget what I was going to say. Yeah, what we have is second here. I have lots of things going on at one time, of course. Basically, what we're doing is submitting it we have it going to ARPOL, and that our budget, what we're looking at in terms of revenue is that we're, in fact, my little explanation for this is simply that we basically doing, like, our revenue projections are based on what we believe we can do based on the last two fund drives, the May and the August fund drive. So we did our projections based on that, and also in terms of looking at fulfillment rate. And the fulfillment rate is the issue, because we were looking at in terms of the numbers not going in and the.
Wait, can I ask you one question? Did you send this? I don't know if it makes sense to review the budget unless we have
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to review the numbers. I'm just giving you an overview.
Okay. What I'm primarily concerned with is what happens to this document now.
I think we discussed that. Or I guess we can discuss it again. It goes to the LSB, and ARPOL has asked. ARPOL is on the line, right? So I'm sending it out right now. I'm going to attach the file and send it out now, and we will. And that it will be reviewed by the LSB, and that what I will need to do, though, is I will need to have a motion, since the first day of the fiscal year is October. Need to do a motion in terms of continuing our spending based on the prior year budget until the.
Yeah, I was thinking after we finished all the four stations tonight, we could just do that.
Pardon me?
Well, we'd address that issue, because it's an issue not only for BAI.
Well, that's what I said.
Unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I didn't intend to. Sorry, I didn't intend to mean it just me. But no, I kind of like slipped back from one role to the other. But yeah, so basically, yeah, that's what we would do. It's going to you right now, we would have it reviewed by the LSB. And then, and the caveat that you'll see that I have in this is that the WBI LS Finance Committee is kind of like unique in terms of not all people. There are people who are on the Finance Committee who are not LSB members. So this budget, as we all know, contains like multiple sheets in there, and it contains personal and confidential information. So, you know, I will send that out to R. Paul Martin and to Mitch Cohen, I would ask you not to disseminate the information unless it's just the budget itself and the headcount list itself without the salaries to anyone other than a person who is a member of the LSB and a member a member of the PNB. I was continuing in terms of where we are with the budget, is that the projections are based on really the real change that we've had in our success here at BAI since the change in management in May and the successful fund drives in May and in August. I'm sorry, May and in July. I'm sorry.
August.
Yeah, and we're looking at our fulfillment rate. So anytime you have a drive in the middle of the year like that, the fulfillment rate will not be your targeted fulfillment rate would be the amount that would come in on that time. And when we look at the template itself, one way we're going to make a slight change is look at the two different fulfillment rates. Particularly, we've seen the experience here at BAI. You have a fulfillment rate on your credit cards, and you have one on your non-cards. And what we've been able to do with this little mini drive that we've done is that, you know, the targeted and the performance targets that we want at BAI is to have Well, these might be simple for some of you guys, but for us is that we would input all pledge cards at the end of the day, that the next day we would attempt to get the invoice and out the door, that we would transfer the funds through Global Payments so that we can get it into our bank account. I mean, that's been something that's been difficult. But the third part of that is that there was this difference between the credit card pledges and the total pledges and total pay. And we see that there is a list that's generated in clients call it the clients list. So just briefly, what I did with that list yesterday was I called everyone on the list. It was about $815. And actually, I called them up. The people gave me, usually their numbers, the credit card numbers were transposed. So they gave me the correct number. So of the 815, I collected 755 last night, and that's about 30 minutes. And then I left a call back, and that person called me today, and that was another $50. And the third was like $15 for some person that we could not find the person's name anyplace. So it was like, I don't know if it was just like someone scribbling or what happened there. But what it shows is that through acting on this, and the other thing, just let me say, is that when you call the listener and talk to them, they want to hear this reaching out to them that, you know, they made this pledge and it goes no place because it goes into decline and either they're invoiced or the invoice doesn't get to them. So these are little steps that, you know, that we have put in place, and this little mini drive served this purpose because we had all of the premiums in-house, with the exception of Democracy Now! So we think that with this experience and putting this in place that our fulfillment rate will increase and we'll get a better rate. So again, just telling that story to tell you in terms of where we are with our fulfillment rate and where we plan, you know, where we have in the projected numbers, and that basically the changes that and the processes that we've put in place, we think that BAI will not only enjoy the benefits of a better fund drive in terms of generating higher pledge totals, but also in terms of the fulfillment of those pledges.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne. So I understand that you're going to send this document to our LSB treasurer at BAI, and also to the LSB chair. And let me ask our Paul. Because what I'm, and LaVarne, is that you've also raised a very important point about what we do in the interim after the fiscal year starts, but we don't have budgets in place. But I'm kind of interested in the turnaround on this budget through the LSB since it's late. It seems like, you know, I'm trying to put that together in my head. R. Paul, what plans, now that you have a budget, what do you plan to do with it?
Well, I ain't got it yet. But
okay.
What I plan to do is, when I get it, I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to see when we can have a finance committee meeting and throw it into that to address LaVarne's concerns. What I'll at least attempt to do is to break out the budget part without all the numbers going haywire and break that out and just give people stuff that's basically the budget without personnel details. And so, I mean, that's the way we've done it in the past, and it's worked out okay. So I'm looking at the calendar, and I guess, boy, at some point next week, we're going to have either next week or very early the week after, we're going to have a finance committee meeting. The WBII LSB is supposed to meet on October 14th, I see by my calendar. I don't know where we're going to meet or if people will disrupt the hell out of that meeting. But
right, that's another very pressing issue. Will we even? I don't have any confidence that the LSB is going to be able to, you know, to vote on anything, let alone to approve a budget. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're trying to talk about this number and that number and there are people howling and, you know, moving chairs around and, you know, trying to get next to the treasurer and scream, people aren't going to be able to concentrate on, well, yeah, the circus, on purpose. And people, the LSB is not going to be able to concentrate on.
The LSB review. It's a weird situation.
Yeah,
right.
We'll have to figure it out.
This is LaVon.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Arpal. So it sounds like it'll be a week or so before the finance meeting. Okay,
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay.
LaVon?
LaVon, yes. Go ahead. LaVon? Are you there?
She muted, I bet.
I think you must have muted yourself, LaVon.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so Arpal, what I would like to know then is... what we'd like to do is to meet with you, and I don't know if Jamie will be available, but to go over the budget with you as soon as possible, if that would be possible.
Yeah, we should set up a time when we can do that. I'm looking at a calendar right here. Yes, we should. That'd be great if you and I could get together and really go over this budget and hammer away at it for a while.
Okay,
and
so this... based on when Summer is planning to meet, but tomorrow or Thursday evening, sometime at 6 or so, 5:30 or 6, would be really, really good.
Thursday evening is good for you, you're saying?
Yeah, depends on when Summer plans her meetings, and then because I said I would meet with them, and they would also have...
I'm having a hard time hearing. There's a lot of stuff out
there. There's a lot of static there. Probably Thursday.
I think people are coming in and going off the call. I'm getting people.
Yeah, but you guys can set up a time to meet, right?
All right, we'll do that separately off here. Let me say fast. Can I say something fast, Jamie?
Yes, go for it.
Yes, in my opinion, calling the listeners is a very good idea about, you know, whether it's the credit card or a little bit off or other pledges not being fulfilled. I think the personal touch from people at the station is an excellent means of upping the fulfillment rate. And I think, I've said this before, I think it'd be great if management just, you know, gave the producers who had done programs which had been pledged to, if you just gave us a list of phone numbers that we called people up and said, please fulfill your pledge, because I think the fulfillment, the reaction to that from the listeners would probably be much greater than anything else. Although I understand it might be more efficient to use a company, but still. All right, that's what I
thought. No.
Okay, thank you. Arpal.
This is LaVon. Can I just say something brief?
Okay, but I'd really like to stay on the topic of the BAI budget.
Well, there's a budget. That's exactly right. That we have engaged the outside firm. But what I'd like to do is to clean up as much as I can before I have to pay someone to do it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, LaVon. Okay, are there any other comments out there about BAI's budget? Okay, there's a funny noise on the phone.
There sure is.
Do you all hear
Sherry?
That?
Yeah, it's a really scratchy noise.
So could I ask people to mute your lines if you're not actually talking?
Jamie, am I muted?
Brian Forsack.
Okay, Brian Forsack, and we have Summer, and we still have that.
Jamie, I'm wondering if this could be a phone line problem that we have with the...
I think that last mute took care of it. No, it didn't.
It sounds like it might be a cross line.
Okay, well then, folks, what we can do is everybody hang up and call back in. What do you think about that?
Jamie?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Sherry?
Oh, you do hear me. I kept talking and I kept muting and unmuting. Are we all hanging up and calling back in?
Well, I believe that may be the thing to do because there's a funny noise on the line.
Yeah, I hear it. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
So is everybody cool with that? Was just dial and call right back in on the same number.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying on.
Hi, Alberto. It's Summer. I already hung up and came back.
Oh, my. You're back.
I did that before you said to do it.
Well,
okay, so
I might have a hard time.
But I still hear the same scratch, you know.
Brian's back.
Hey,
must
Brian.
Be with somebody's phone.
Hello? I still hear it.
Anybody on the cell phone?
Nah. Too expensive.
I mean, it could be. Right, it could be digital interference. It could also be someone else.
Who's that?
All right. Well, I guess that's a funny. Yeah, it is. It's like somebody's talking almost.
It's the Fed's tap of the line and
sure. It's the NSA.
Right. Yeah. We're hearing them chatting.
Your tax dollars at work are tapping a public screen.
They're trying to figure out how a professional finance committee conducts its business.
Summer, could you mute, QE? Summer, could you mute, please?
Jamie?
Pardon?
Jamie, I am suspecting that this is not any of our phones. I suspect it's the phone line that's conference calling us.
I'll buy that.
Conference call. Because in listening to stuff like this a lot in my life, this sounds like we're getting signal problems. There are various different ways. I won't go into how this can happen, but I think it's the company, and I don't think we're going to be able to fix this.
Would it work if we called in on the closed session line? Would that is John there?
That might be an idea, but we wouldn't be on the stream then, right?
Are we on the stream now?
Yeah, unless somebody, well, who knows? I don't know.
As long as John dials into it, like if someone gives him the numbers, he can stream it.
Okay, well,
do we even have executive session business for today?
We don't.
No.
I mean, you could always think of something, but we could, I don't believe it'll compromise that number just to use that as the streamed. Maybe we should call. Okay, I don't have John's number with me. Does anybody on the call have his phone information?
I have the information. I think it's somebody that's using a speakerphone or a cell phone, and it's echoing.
Okay. Well, John, you are there. I'm going to try to mute now.
Why don't we all mute at the same time?
Well, it makes more sense to mute one by one. Then, well, John, what do you think we should do? I haven't tried muting my phone.
I was on mute the entire thing, and then I couldn't unmute.
Yeah, I didn't hear you talk till the very end there.
Right. I kept hitting #1, and I yelling, Jamie, please put me on the track. But
is it still making that noise?
This is no.
It's not.
No. Who
That's
muted?
Interesting. If someone who's muted now seems to be the culprit. Who's not muted? I hear Sherry. Is anybody else not muted?
Arpal.
I'm not muted.
Campbell and Arpal.
Hmm. Okay. You know, Summer's line had an echo on it, and it seemed like she was on a very magnified speakerphone, but I don't know that it was her line or not.
No. Summer's line has an echo on it because I'm sitting in a completely empty room that we're still plastering and painting, and there isn't a drop of furniture or cloth in here, and it bounces back and forth. But there's a long explanation as to why I'm in this room right now.
Never mind. I don't want to know.
It's nothing to do with the line, okay?
You should record some rockabilly songs over there.
I know. It sounds like, yeah, it's crazy.
But your line isn't making a noise either,
no.
So.
Sounds like our problems are kind of over.
There's still a little of it going on now. Did somebody come back on? Because it did go away for a minute.
I came back on, but I can mute.
Okay, why don't you mute, Grace, and see what happens.
I muted. It's not me.
Well, it's scratchy.
Were you muted at all?
All?
In that interlude?
I was muted almost the whole time.
No, Summer?
I don't know how to make mute work. I've been covering the phone with my hands, like, very hard, but I don't know
okay.
how to mute the phone. But I wasn't muted when we had the interlude of quiet either.
And it worked. And Brian, were you muted during that period?
I'm muted when I'm not talking. I have a little toggle switch on my phone.
It's quiet now.
Quiet now. Well, why don't we proceed unless it becomes intolerable? Okay, sorry about this, everyone. Let's see. As I recall, we got to that we had some questions from Summer. I believe Summer and Brian had raised a question regarding BAI.
Yes, two things.
And Sherry.
LaVarne,
and
are you back?
Yeah.
LaVarne?
Jamie, Sherry also.
Okay, I have you on the stack,
okay,
Sherry.
Okay, thanks.
Is LaVarne here? Well, we've lost LaVarne. Well, why don't we proceed with the stack anyway? I get. Well, I wonder if it makes sense. Are these questions or comments?
Go.
Are we ready?
Go ahead. Why don't we do it? I'll record them. We'll get them to her one way or the other.
Okay. A couple of quick things. The first one was on budgets with confidential data attached. I at our station we did it with just the category of the job and full time or not, and it's best to not disseminate anybody's personal information to anybody on these LSBs. So yes, redact. Just send us what we need to know to make decisions, please. And the second thing is on the disruption of these meetings, and the only reason I bring it up is because, in the long run, litigation is a finance committee issue because it's expensive. And I'm of the opinion that when things are being purposely disrupted to such a point that one cannot conduct the business of the foundation and it's your fiduciary duty, that, for one, we need to start videotaping meetings. And, injunctive relief may need to be sought if the bylaws allow it, depending on the public meeting rules, if you have to go into executive session to get a budget passed. But, these type of provocative acts to prevent the conducting of business of the foundation, it's intolerable, and at some point if it continues, injunctive relief. But for that, you need evidence. So anyway, it's apropos only to we have to get business done, and if people are stopping it, then document it, pursue it legally, and take whatever action is necessary to conduct the business anyway. So.
Okay, thank you, Summer.
You're welcome.
Just FYI, there are videos.
Well, you may need to, but anyway, that's all. Just, like, we have to conduct the business of the foundation, so, somehow.
Yeah, okay, so next on the stack is Brian.
When is your LSB meeting scheduled for?
Well, we've been trying to schedule a meeting before the 14th, but I don't know that we've scheduled one, but we do have one scheduled for the 14th.
That's after the PNB meeting, at which presumably the PNB is going to be approved budgets, right?
I have to think that the budgets will be passed when they're ready and not before. I would hate to have, if it comes down to the budget's a little late or the budget doesn't get proper oversight, I would definitely err on the side of the budget comes in late.
We're just looking for trouble if we speed up anything, man. I think we should take our time.
Well, I'm just trying to answer Brian's question, but it seems unlikely to me that there will be a BAI budget in time for the PNB meeting. So the PNB will have to deal with it on the phone.
I guess the way I feel about New York is we can hope for the best, but we have to plan for the worst.
Mr. Chairman?
I've never seen anything move faster in New York in the budgeting process, and then this committee is always left really scrambling to do review on whatever comes out of there. And I think we should start talking about the budget there as soon as we get it, which is what we did last year, and hope the LSB makes some productive contributions too. But our job is to advise the national board so that it can act on the budget in time to have some impact.
Mr. Chairman,
Brian, are you suggesting that we take a look at this budget? For example, next week we can look at the budget that exists now.
Well, with 2 days left in the fiscal year, I'm thinking we should have a meeting Thursday if we have our budget documents coming in. We're really, flying blind here.
Mr. Chairman?
I have you, Alberto, on the stack.
Here's what I know about BAI. I know that as far as the network's financial problems are concerned, this is like a keystone, right? As BAI goes at this point, so goes the whole network. I know that the fund drives have turned around, but I haven't seen any kind of a 12-month forecast to tell me whether if that fund drive performance continues, it's enough to fix all the other problems and meet expenses and pay national bills. And we really have to start having that conversation. It doesn't have to be the final word, but it seems like, to me, like approving budgets for the rest of the network at some point becomes academic. We don't have a first draft for, if we're not discussing a first draft for WBAI in the national office.
Okay, well, so you're proposing that we meet either this Thursday or next Tuesday to discuss the document that we have?
Well, we theoretically have. I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I have it, so I can send it. Okay, well, why don't we get, Brian, why don't we retake up that question after we finish all the station budget updates? Because we also have the issue of what do we do in the interim while a budget's not approved. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next on the stack would be Sherry.
Thanks. I want to echo what Brian said, and I am for another meeting as soon as possible. I want to see the WBAI budgets and all of the budgets. I just think we're really skating on thin ice in terms of the fiscal year ending, and we're not prepared as a foundation to meet that particular legal obligation, and I'm extremely concerned about it. And I think that if we calendar a meeting now to look at and examine the outstanding budgets or outstanding issues surrounding budgets that have been previously submitted, it's a more responsible, and it's actually, I just think, required of us to do that. So I want to see those budgets, and I think we do need another meeting ASAP.
Well, would you support a meeting? I was thinking we would meet next Tuesday, because that's what we've been doing. We could also meet this Thursday.
Well, I want to look at something. So even now we don't have, I'm not at my computer, so I don't know if LaVorn sent it within the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes. But for us also, we need a little bit of time to look at it. If we can have it by Thursday, then I'm good to go on Thursday. If we can't, then I just think it should be, you know, that it has to be a requirement that they give us the budget by Tuesday so that we can address it. Otherwise, so that's my feeling, Jamie.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
I have the budget. LaVorn sent it. I got it about 5-10 minutes ago. So it's there in the email.
Yeah, she sent it to some. She didn't send it to the committee, but she sent it to some of us. So we do have it. Does it? Well, there is a file that I have. Okay, next person up on the stack is Alberto.
So Jamie, just. Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
I'm sorry. I thought I had muted myself again, so I'm shocked that you answered. So we need to see that budget in order for us to consider it responsibly. So as soon as you can provide it to us, that would be appreciated. That noise is back tenfold. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
Ooh.
Could I just ask, did people get disconnected? Because my phone got disconnected a few minutes ago. Nobody else? Okay, just me. Maybe it was just something that happened here.
Okay, no, I didn't get disconnected. Okay, Alberto is next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, being redundant, we are going through a process that should have started in March. And we did not start this budgetary process until June, late June. We spent 5 meetings on KPFT where we worked out the kinks, a lot of kinks, and we were able to work on the smallest budget in the network, theoretically, from the 5 signal areas in 5 meetings. We still have a lot of stuff happening with the A budget, and I'm interested in the A budget simply because it's probably the biggest. And, you know, this two-person thing will be resolved. We're still haggling with the K budget. BAI just came on. I'm talking. BAI just came on, and we're going to have to deal with W. Again, the urgency is very moot at this point in time because tomorrow will be the end of the fiscal year. And for us to be speeding up and trying to cram 3 months' worth of work in a weekend or a weekday or in 2 weeks is not going to happen, and I will make sure that all of us take due diligence and review each one of the budgets and give it the time that it is required for all of the 11 members of this committee to have sat down and said, I have done my fiduciary responsibility, and we can, all 11 of us, with good heart, send it to the national board, regardless if it takes 1 week or 1 month. And I urge that we do not expedite any of our fiduciary responsibilities because we're doing other stuff. So onward through the fog, and may we be able to get through this process in due time. And, Mr. Chairman, we will do what the United States government always does, and that is a continuing resolution until we can hammer each one of the budgets accordingly. And I will tell you one thing, as far as KPFT is concerned, until the National Board adopts our budget, we are in the same boat as the other four signal areas, the National Office, and the Archives. So please, let's move on at our pace, and I highly recommend, Mr. Chairman, that we meet next Tuesday like we have done for the past five Tuesdays and continue through this process. And hopefully, if K is not ready by next Tuesday, maybe A will, maybe DAI will be moving forward, and maybe W will be in place. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Alberto. Okay. Is there anybody else on the stack for this issue? I don't think
so. Phone static is getting really bad.
I just second what Alberto says about sticking with business.
R. Paul for a very fast one. Okay, R. Paul.
Yes. I just want to say that I think that, unfortunately, Alberto is probably right, and probably given a choice between saying, oh my gosh, we're going to blow our deadline, or getting it done right, probably getting it done right is probably more important.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. So, okay, folks, once again, we're confronted with this static problem. So,
listen, let me address the static problem. We
yes.
should all mute one at a time and then unmute, okay?
Okay, so R. Paul, why don't you tell us, or why don't I tell people to mute?
How do you mute if you haven't?
No, mute one at a time.
Okay, Grace, you mute.
Okay.
Okay, how is it with Grace muted?
Still
sort of problematic. Okay, Grace, you can unmute.
Okay.
Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm back.
Let's see. Let's do the KPFK signal area. Let's go, Summer. Do you know how to mute it?
I do not know how to mute this phone.
Okay, pound one will mute you.
Pound one? Okay, thank you.
Okay, is she muted?
Yeah,
you're that doesn't make sense. I don't think so. Maybe I had a phone that wouldn't mute no matter what I did.
Well, Sherry said yes. Summer didn't say yes.
Oh, Sherry. Oh, that was Sherry. I thought that was Summer. Okay, so is it better with Summer? Is the phone muted?
Not anymore.
I don't think so. Okay, so Summer is not one. Okay, you can unmute Summer. Moving along to KPFA, Brian.
Summer,
can
you can unmute pound one will unmute you.
Brian is muting.
Yeah, Brian, mute, please. Thank you.